Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
The Holy Ghost is his name. When we talk about the Trinity, I'll give you an example. In Matthew chapter 28, when you baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Other times when anytime it talks about the Holy Ghost, it speaks of the personage. When it speaks about the Holy Spirit, it speaks of the working of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit, his work. The fruit of the Spirit is joy, peace, long-suffering. That's what he, are you following the difference? When it speaks of him as the third person of the triunity, the Godhead, it speaks of him as the Holy Ghost. That's his name. And there's nothing wrong with saying Holy Spirit. Don't leave out of here and say, well, I can't say Holy Spirit. No. Nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying, as Bible students, you ought to know some things, okay? When it mentions Holy Spirit, it speaks of his workings. Are y'all following? You may not agree with me, but you've been wrong before, okay? So we see the Holy Trinity. Here in this chapter, we see the unholy Trinity. The dragon, who is Satan. We see the beast, who is the Antichrist. And then we're going to see the false prophet, who will be the one who will exalt the Antichrist the same way the Holy Spirit exalts Jesus. We don't worship the Holy Spirit. Amen. Matter of fact, in the book of John, it talks about the Holy Spirit will push Jesus to the forefront. Again, I won't go there any farther. I got to move on. But we see this triunity that Satan will give him his power. It's important. It's important when we get this next verse to understand that. Satan will give the Antichrist his power and his seat and great authority. How powerful is Satan? Before you get to verse number 3, your mind start flowing. Because verse 3 is a very controversial verse. Satan is very powerful, okay? He is created, God created him. He is a created being, but he can do, remember there was an angel who would be, what we'd say would be inferior to Satan. That there was, in the Old Testament, we see an angel one night slew over 100,000 enemies of Israel. I'm trying to think who they were now, Syrians or whoever they were. And I love this section. He says, and they woke up dead. In other words, these people, the angels killed all these soldiers, and the Bible says they woke up dead. That's interesting. But anyway, one angel could do that. Well, Satan is even more powerful than that. There's only one angel more powerful than Satan, and who is that? Michael. He's the archangel. There's only one archangel. Am I running rabbits here? I'm trying to help y'all out here. I hope y'all are learning this. People think there's three archangels or four. No, Bible only mentions one archangel, and it's not Gabriel. Michael. Michael. People think Gabriel's an archangel. No, he's never mentions an archangel. Gabriel is. And in this part we're going to read where Michael cast Satan to this earth. We saw that here previously. And it all falls in, and the dragon gave him, the Antichrist, the beast, his power and his seat and great authority. Now, verse number 3. And I saw one of his heads, as it were, wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. Now, here's the question that people have who are Bible students. Is the Antichrist, is he killed? Does he really die? Or is he just kind of for... The three, it talks about the days that he lays dead, 3.5 days, 3 days, whatever, he lays dead there. Is he like he's in swoon, he's just unconscious, or is he really dead? I think the scriptures are clear, and we're going to look at it in just a minute, that he is literally dead. Again, I'm not a Greek scholar. I'm glad Doug's not here, because he's preaching the temples here, so I'm really intimidated with temple. He's a Greek scholar. I looked these words up in the Greek, okay, just to look at this. When it talks about he was wounded to death, the word wound here is that word sphazo. Did I say that right? I probably butchered it. It's mentioned, it's used 10 times in scriptures. And it's shoes in Revelation, some of them is Revelation 5, 6, 9, and 12, where it talks about the Lamb who was slain, about Jesus Christ. He uses that same word that he uses here for the Antichrist, that he was wounded to death, is referred to in Revelation 5. Jesus Christ was slain. Let me ask you a question. Did Jesus Christ really die? Absolutely. It's the same word. There's so much more I could say. It literally means it means mortally wounded, put to death by violence. So the Antichrist, I believe, is wounded to death. The word death is that thanatos. Again, just nod your head. That's right. You can correct me afterwards, make me feel good. Okay, it's that word thanatos. It literally means loss of life. It's used 119 times in the New Testament, this one word. And every time it's used 119 times, it refers to a loss of life. So when it speaks here in verse number 3 that he was received, put to death by violence, and he lost his life, it's pretty clear to me that he died. He died. And then the rest of, and his deadly wound was healed. The word healed, we get that word therapeutic from it. It literally means he was restored to health. And then it says, and all the world wondered after the beast. The word wondered here means they were amazed. They saw this guy and he was killed. I think the Bible's pretty clear about this. He was killed. And early in Scripture, it talks about him. Let's see. I'll find it later. Let me keep moving. Anyway, where he lies in state, the whole world mourns over his death. And he rises supernaturally. Notice I didn't say he resurrects from the dead. When people resurrect from the dead, they receive a new body. There's a difference. I want you to understand the difference between rising from the dead and resurrection from the dead. When it refers to resurrection of the dead, it refers to Jesus, when he rose from the dead, he received a resurrected body. He received a glorified body. But there's a lot of people who rose from the dead who didn't receive glorified bodies. Lazarus, come forth out of the grave. He rose from the dead. Are you following? He didn't receive a glorified body. Is this boring to y'all? It's interesting. When was Elijah or Elisha, whoever the Old Testament prophet, who was that? Laid on the widow's son, you Bible students, and he... Elijah, yeah, he prayed and the widow's son rose from the dead. That widow's son's not still around today. He died somewhere. Lazarus not still around. He died somewhere, meaning they didn't get that resurrected body, glorified. Are y'all following? They died, okay? So there's a difference between we're going to receive a resurrected body. Amen. The second death, let me throw this one at you. Those that are in hell today and they stand before the great white throne judgment, they're not going to get a resurrected body. They're going to rise from the dead. Death and hell. Isn't that amazing? I hope y'all see the difference. There's so much here. Ain't Bible study a wonderful thing? Anyway, turn me to Zechariah chapter number 11. If y'all can. Zechariah, it's the next to the last book in the Old Testament. There's Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. So you're going to have a problem finding it. It's the next to last book in the Old Testament. There's something tucked away in Zechariah chapter number 11, verse number 17, that a lot of people skip over, but it ties in what we're talking about today, about him receiving that deadly wound. Zechariah 11, 17. Woe to the idle shepherd that leaveth the flock. The idle shepherd is referring to the Antichrist. He leaveth the flock. Again, referring to Israel, okay? The sword shall be upon his arm and upon his right eye, and his arm shall be clean dried up, and his right eye shall be utterly darkened. What does that mean, preacher? Here's what I believe. I put them together, okay? To rightly interpret Scripture, not try to pull something here or there. We just read in Revelation 13 where he receives a deadly wound.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.